Well, hello, hello. It is good to see you again, and welcome back to the Plum Point Wealth Management video and podcast series. I'm your host and moderator, Ryan Ruff. It's good to be back with you all today. And as always, I'll be joined side by side with my right-hand man. That's Mr. Brian Dunkley, the president of Plum Point Wealth Management. And we're going to be jumping into yet another big wealth management-related challenge that we're seeing a lot of business owners in particular faced with in today's day and age. Now, this is a conversation that Brian is actively having with clients, business owner clients of his, as they approach this big moment in their life. So we're going to identify what this big challenge is, and then of course, offer some strategies and some solutions on how we can charge through that challenge with those business owner clients so that they come out better for it on the other end. But before we identify what the challenge is, let's go ahead and bring Brian on and say hi. Brian, it's good to see you today. How are you doing, sir?
Ryan, hello. Good to see you.
Yeah, always good to be back with you. We've got a big topic teed up for our audience today, Brian. Like I mentioned, it's a conversation. I know you have a lot of with your business owner clients out there. Why don't you start from a high level, kind of frame things up for us? What is this big challenge that you're seeing?
Thank you. So we've spent a lot of time together talking about the life cycle of a business owner, beginning with, I think our first conversation was how to prepare a business for that sale and maximize value. And we continued along talking about how to involve family members, children, if it is a family-owned business, and how to care for them into the future. And so now coming almost full circle here, we're going to talk about the next challenge that business owners face when they sell. So you're selling your business, now what? And from our experience, there are two pretty specific challenges that business owners face. The first is emotional. What do you do with your life after the business is sold? The business is a big identity, a big part of your identity. What comes next for you? The second challenge is there are a list of practical questions and things that need to be considered. Once you've taken a business you know well, you understand it well, it's generating a good income to meet your lifestyle, you've sold that, you've created a liquidity event, you have a good deal of cash, now what do you do?
Yeah, Brian, I mean, this is a massive moment in someone's life. You mentioned the identity part of it. Now you've also got the tangible part of it, right? The liquidity event. I want to double click a little further and get into the why, really, Brian. Why do you view this as such a challenge or even a problem in some instances for business owners?
Sure. So taking those two points, the first, the emotional consideration, for some people, it's variable across the spectrum, but for some people, it's almost an identity crisis. If this business is a huge part of your life and a part of your identity, and it's suddenly removed, there's a transition period, and there are people who are trying to figure out what comes next and what to do next. That's the void that needs to be filled. And there are additional questions, even if it's not an outright void, there are just some additional questions with, for some people, it could be a great deal amount of money. And what do you do then? There are a couple of clients who are just concerned with the changes to their family and their extended family and what that might mean. And voids need to be filled. That's the thing about voids with people. And what's the best approach to filling that void? How do you think about spending your time and what comes next for you? The second, in terms of those practical considerations and why it's a problem. So you've spent a good deal of time, maybe your entire life, your entire adult life, building up this business, creating value, getting ready for this very step in terms of selling the business and now taking care of your family or providing for whatever goal or objective you want to accomplish. So how do you make sure you're taking the exact right steps to maximize that and preserve that wealth that you've created? And what additional risks are there that you need to address to make sure that that wealth doesn't evaporate or it doesn't reduce the impact that ultimately you want to make on the lives of your family or your travel inclinations or whatever it is you want to accomplish?
Sure, sure. And Brian, hey, like any challenge or problem, for lack of a better term, it always tends to have a ripple effect, right? That we see it can grow if it's left unattended, and it can create even bigger challenges, right? And bigger problems down the road. In this instance of, look, I've sold my business, what now? If you're not taking some of those proper steps to fill that void, to address the liquidity of assets, what's the ripple effect here? And what do you see that, where do you see that, I guess, impacting the life of a business owner?
Sure. So regarding emotion, we've worked with clients who, frankly, as they start through this identity transition, there's a sense of loss and they're trying to figure out what is next. The depression to a certain degree might take hold in the worst cases. There could be impacts to mental health, to physical health. So if you don't have a game plan, if you're not clear on what you want to do, or if you're not trying to work through what that next step is, you can have some pretty adverse effects personally, or potentially even with family and family relationships. If you aren't taking care of many of the practical considerations, like I said a few minutes ago, you really run the risk of loss of wealth. Whether that's making mistakes through the tax planning, through the sale of the business, or investment management mistakes, additional risks that come into play, healthcare related, whatever they might be. But those are really the problems, the ripple effects. How is your health going to impact your emotional state, going to impact your life, which will then impact your health? Mm-hmm. And what practically do you need to do to make sure you're preserving that wealth and growing it for your family or yourself?
Sure, sure. And we'll get into some of those strategies here in just a minute. But I want to kind of flip the problem on its head for a second, Brian. For a business owner and their family out there that are able to adequately fill that void to address the monetary concerns of selling a business, what does life look like? How could life be so much better if they could solve that challenge, right? And frankly, address it adequately.
So for most people, as we've talked about with the solutions we offer across the full gamut of wealth management, it's peace of mind. And that can't be understated for clients, particularly when you might be facing a situation where you have now a lot of time to think about a lot of things. That peace of mind will go a long way to mental health, physical health. So when we work with clients and we're talking through the emotional component, we're spending time, hopefully before they've actually sold the business, but certainly at the time they are selling. How do you want your life to look like? What do you want your life to look like? How do you want to spend that time? And we plan around that. This is my plan with everything. We plan around that. What should life look like? And that leads to a healthier state of mind and that peace of mind. Same with solving for some of these very practical considerations with the newly liquid wealth. How do we make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect it, to preserve it, to put in position to grow? What are your other objectives that we need to solve for? And how do we make sure that across the board, the full gamut of planning, we're implementing those tools and strategies to execute and make sure that those objectives are being met? Again, it's about peace of mind.
Right. So that adequate planning, being able to bring you the peace of mind that you need. I hear you loud and clear. Brian, before we get into kind of recommendations, strategies that I know you chat a lot about, with your business owner clients, I think it's important. Let's zoom out from this challenge for just a moment. Could you share with our audience who may not be as familiar with you and Plum Point Wealth Management, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, what it is that you do with Plum Point Wealth Management and just why we're even sitting here talking about this challenge today?
So I'm a scientist turned wealth advisor and certified financial planner. I worked with, when I transitioned from sciences into financial services, I worked with two very large, very respected, very good global financial services firms. And 6 years ago, I went independent and formed Plum Point, an independent RIA. I've worked with a number of business owners as clients, and I'm uniquely positioned now to serve them because I am a business owner. I am an entrepreneur. I literally have sat in their seats, building a business, managing business risk, managing employees and meeting payroll. That unique understanding gives me some deeper insight, and we speak the same language, and I know exactly the solution set and strategies needed for all sorts of these problems and risks that business owners face.
No, it's great. There's certainly a level of relatability between you and your business owner clients for sure, Brian. Let's get into the heart of it now. I mean, we're talking about this idea of, look, I've sold my business. What now? Brian, I understand you have a process that you go through when you're having these kinds of conversations with your business owner clients. Teach us the lesson. Take us through this piece of value that we want to share today.
Every client is different. So the process will be a little different for each client, but I like to think of this in steps when we're communicating a process, and we can think of this as a 5-step process. And the first step would be really to picture as concretely as possible what you want your life to look like after the sale of a business. And that step can't begin too early. If you're thinking about this a year or 2 or 5 years before the sale of the business, all the better. If you haven't thought about it until the day after you sell the business, it's not too late, but earlier is better. So how are you going to spend your time? Where is your sense of purpose going to come from? If you're not involved in growing the business, developing new product lines or driving revenue, whatever that the case might be, developing employees, where will you find the sense of fulfillment in a meaningful way? And that can be different things for different people. I have a number of clients who have had a couple of hobbies and they just get better with them. Some of them, a couple of them have developed a new hobby. Some of them are, it's not uncommon for the transition for some clients to consult with the buyer of the business. Many times there's an earnout in place. So that's a 3-year transition anyway. But you can consult in the business or you can consult within the industry if there's a non-compete. It's really common for many of my clients to join a board of some sort or to get more involved in civic organizations that they were already involved in. And they spend a lot of their time doing that. And then, of course, if you have family, you spend some time strengthening those relationships. Maybe you're taking a dream vacation right after the sale of the business, but really, really settling in and getting back to relationships that maybe you weren't spending as much time on while you were growing the business. But the bottom line for clients is to be really thoughtful in their approach for how they want their life to look like and what sorts of things and activities they want to do to fill a lot of time that's now at their fingertips.
Alrighty, Brian. And then so step one, kind of taking that deep dive into where they want to be purposefully in terms of what that retirement looks like. What's step two in this process? Because at the end of the day, I know you got to start looking at some hardcore numbers and really envisioning the proper strategy moving forward. So where does step two take us?
Step two, this is more one of those more practical considerations. So there is going to be a tax liability after the sale of the business. Hopefully, and with our clients, we've already addressed a positioning of the business and the assets, cleaned up the balance sheet, cleaned up the financials, and we've positioned for that tax event and hopefully reduced many of the liabilities. But if you haven't, regardless of whether you've done planning for it, you are going to be paying some taxes. And if you haven't done planning, now's the time really to dig deep into this step. But you have to figure out how much to pay. So there's going to be some level of liquidity, whether it's a cash or stock equity exchange, whatever the case might be. But there will be an amount to pay, and you're going to want to make sure you have that on reserve as a very first and simple step. But then there are some other strategies that we can think about deploying, depending on what your goals and objectives are, all of which are designed to ultimately reduce that tax impact. And they're super, super specific on clients. And we don't have time to get into any of those today. But the whole point of this step is to begin to understand the tax liability, engage advisors to do the planning around that to hopefully reduce what that tax liability ultimately is.
Certainly, certainly. And that takes us into step three, Brian. I mean, look, you liquidated this big asset in the business. What comes next for that cash? I understand this is step three. Take us through this one.
Yeah. So assuming that there is cash and potentially a large amount of cash, you need a plan for that cash, what to do with that cash. And what we found is a lot of business owners are really skilled people, super smart people. They've been successful for those very reasons. But when they do the transition from running a business, growing a business, managing that business into managing a pile of cash and trying to figure out what to do with that, they find that that skill set frequently doesn't translate. And so there are a lot of questions. There are a lot of concerns. What you want to do is have a solid plan. And one of the first questions to answer is, are you going to need to draw income, create an income stream from these proceeds, business proceeds, to maintain your lifestyle? If you are, that's a very different approach for clients and business owners, but if you are, we need to plan for that. And we're probably, at our end, we're probably going to be constructing a portfolio that is designed to generate cash flow. You want to understand how much you need. You want to understand what the assets, what cash assets, the assets can safely support into a very long time in your retirement. And there also might be some additional desires and objectives for you, whether they are giving to a charitable interest, whether they might be to begin planning for the long haul for children, whether they're young or adult. Each of those decisions means that we have to make another and separate decision. We have to find a very specific solution to make sure that those objectives are all met and that everything, this puzzle that we're forming all of a sudden begins to come together for you.
Certainly, Brian. And that takes us to step four, where obviously there's a slew of additional items that need to be considered. Take me through step four and how these are now coming into play here.
This is sort of a catch-all for all of the practical considerations of your financial life that come into play that need to be considered after the sale of a business. The first is probably going to be healthcare. So if you have health insurance because of the business and you've sold that health insurance will go away. You need to solve for that. You want to make sure that you don't spend any amount of time not covered for healthcare. There are additional risks in very specific considerations to make, like long-term care planning or any sort of expense that the business was paying for, a car allowance or any sort of entertainment allowance, whatever the case might be. You're going to have to move those from the business balance sheet to your balance sheet, and you're going to want to accommodate for all everything you want to maintain. Your insurance strategies are probably going to change. The objectives are going to change. The strategies should follow suit. It's pretty common for clients to have buy-sell agreements, and you no longer need a buy-sell agreement if you don't have partners. So what do you do with those policies? Do you maintain them in a different form? Do you tap into them? What exactly is the best approach? And so working with advisors, your team, to kind of one by one check these off, make sure that there are no gaps, and it's certainly no risk gaps as you make that transition, but to make sure everything's working optimally for you so that, again, this stuff being a catch-all, all of these other moving pieces, we just want to get our arms around them and make sure you're fully protected and cared for.
Sure, sure. And that brings us to the fifth and final step. Brian, we've talked about this idea and this word, a legacy, in past episodes here on this show. Where does legacy come into play with step five and bring us to the end of this process?
Legacy ultimately is about vision. And whatever your vision is, now that you've reached this milestone and sold the business, now is the time to really finalize and complete your plan and make sure that whatever your legacy is, whatever is important to you, whether it's caring for your family and your children or giving to a charitable organization or two, now's the time to implement those strategies and secure that legacy.
Brian, this is great. So for the five steps really to consider after selling your business, there's a lot on the table for our audience at this point, a lot of considerations out there. Brian, for the folks in the audience where, you know, this conversation is resonating with them, they're recognizing the value in these five steps, and maybe they're through some of these steps, or maybe they haven't begun at all. What is the best way that somebody could take this lesson, this bit of knowledge that we shared with them today, and start implementing it into their world and their vision for what their future look like after the sale of their business?
So you've sold your business. You've climbed that mountain. You've reached the mountaintop. You're looking out across the valley and trying to figure out what next. And maybe you've already started some of these five steps on your own. Maybe not. If you haven't, it's not too late. But now really is the time. Now's the time to take a look at this, to make sure that there aren't any risk gaps. There aren't any unnecessary risks to your wealth now that it's in liquid form, and to begin that the next phase of that journey. If you have questions, if you want some additional advice, give us a call. Call my team. You see the website at the bottom here. We are happy to have a conversation with you and see if we can point you in the right direction.
Appreciate that, Brian. And yes, folks, we had that link there at the bottom of the screen. But Brian, before we wrap up our conversation today, it's always nice to talk about this in example form. I'm sure you've worked with a lot of business owners over the course of your career in these similar ways, shapes, and forms that we talked about today. Do you have an example or a story of a past client that maybe you had worked with that had gone through these five steps and how it really impacted their life after the sale of their business? Anything come to mind?
Sure. We have see this all the time. Most recently, we had a client, we'll call him Jake. Jake had a really terrific business, multiple product lines. The most profitable product line he sold to a strategic buyer for a good deal of money. And that meant a couple of things. So emotionally, he was divesting from the best of his product lines. And he was going to have to make some pretty tough decisions inside of business. The people who were part of that product line were going to either have to be laid off, or they're going to transition to other product lines and other people would have to be laid off. So there were some tough decisions to be made there. There are also, now that he had additional liquidity, he had some goals, very specific goals and objectives for his children that were going to create some both needed extra cash flow and some extra planning for college and some certain very specific things he wanted to accomplish for his children. So he was lucky in that he was sort of still involved, not sort of, he was very much involved in the rest of that business, taking his time, trying to build out those other product lines for the next sale. But we did have to make sure we were concretely planning for that tax liability. We were able to use a couple of gifting trusts to reduce that tax liability and shift assets over to his children, helping him with his legacy planning. Some of those employees were laid off. He was able to be very generous with them in terms of helping them transition to the next step. And the thing that he couldn't, that he was really concerned about, very nervous about, frankly, was particularly as we're looking toward a recession. Now that he sold this business, it's no longer those assets aren't in the business that which he understood well. We were going to have to move that into an investment strategy, a portfolio of some sort, to generate cash flow and also to preserve the wealth. He didn't know where to begin. He didn't know where to go. And that's exactly what he used us for. So when we looked through, we took him through this five-step process, we were able to engage with him, help him emotionally walk through the decisions he had to make for the business and his employees. We were able to concretely plan for his children into their future in a way that also reduced the tax liability. And we were able to get him very comfortable with the investment management plan to make sure we were generating some extra cash flow that he was going to need now that his life changed a bit, but also make sure that we were preserving the wealth that he worked really hard to create and get that to last him into, frankly, perpetuity.
Yeah, no, that's a great example, Brian. I appreciate you sharing that because it illustrates a lot of the various things that we just mentioned in this whole five-step process that, you know, the emotional side of it, the liquidity side of it, obviously the legacy planning aspect. So, really, really a great example. I appreciate you sharing that. And one final time for anybody out there that might see themselves in a similar situation, recognize that they might need assistance going through this whole planning process. What's the best way they could reach out to you and your team and just open up a dialogue?
Give us a call. Visit our website. Our information is on there. Give us a call. We were happy to have a conversation with you.
Fantastic. Well, Brian, look, I know you're a busy man. You got a lot of clients to serve. We'll let you get back to doing that, but I appreciate you carving some time out of your day to be with us on here and dive into these, you know, the five steps of, you know, to consider after selling your business. And then really this big idea of, look, I've sold my business. What now? I mean, there's a lot of things to consider. I think we did a nice job providing some value for the folks out there today.
Thank you, Ryan.
Of course. And hey, look, folks, we're going to take one final moment, as always, and say thank you for stopping by and being with us on the show here today. If you took anything away from today's discussion, you benefited from it in any way, shape, or form, go ahead and hit that subscribe button then on whichever platform that you check us out on today. That way you never miss out on a future conversation between Brian and myself where we identify and tackle these big wealth management related challenges that are facing so many folks out there in today's day and age. Before Brian, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long, but we appreciate you stopping by and being with us on the Plum Point Wealth Management video and podcast series.